Imagine with me. It's morning. Early, about 2,000 years ago, a woman rises up out of a hard bed, wraps a shawl around her shoulders, and makes up in her mind that she is going to face the sneering, jeering crowd of spectators, their critical gaze, because there was something outside of her door that she had to find. You see, a stranger some time ago had met her and touched her and changed her life. Perhaps he was the only one in the whole city of Jerusalem who didn't seem to mind who she was or where she'd been. After all, she was Mary Magdalene from Magdala, the place where the prostitutes dwelt. Oh, she'd had her demons to fight, she'd had her troubles to deal with, but he never seemed to care. And now she wanted to find him. I just want to tell him thank you. So she hastened her pace, and almost running down the cobblestone streets of Jerusalem, she was looking for the place where the stranger may lay. Suddenly she looked up and saw the stone. She ran through the crowd and past their gaze and lay her head on the cold stone and felt the hot tears flush down her face. I had to come and say thank you for helping me through the bad times and the dark days. You always cared for me. And I wanted you to know I'll never forget you did for me. Like Mary Magdalene from Magdala, all of us run to the Savior to say you always, not just now,